Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Sir Philip Green, in some ways, is my ideal man. Last Wednesday, he was cross-examined for nearly 6 hours by British MPs about the sale of BHS, the company's luckless pensioners, his tax status, and his character. I couldn't watch the whole thing as his boorishness got too much, so I read the transcript instead. As I considered his words, divorced from the obnoxious sulking and harumphing, an unwelcome thought occurred to me. Sir Philip uses language in the way I wish all business people did. His sentences are short. His words are mostly one or two syllables. Sometimes a lack of formal education lets him down, and he says hopefully too much, but otherwise it's as close to a perfect example as I can think of. In 6 hours there were no key deliverables, no reaching out to stakeholders, not even any value adds. Instead, this was how he summed up his position. We've run these companies properly. We could have taken the brands offshore and charged a royalty. We didn't. We could have rooted. We haven't. Where we made money, we paid tax here. For the past few years, I've had a linguistic pin-up boy. His name is Wan Long, and he runs a company in China that's the biggest producer of meat in the world. In 2013, I read a piece about him in the FT, in which he was quoted saying, "What I do is kill pigs and sell meat." I stared at these words, jaw slack with admiration. As a description of what a company does, I've never seen anything neater and clearer. Since then, I've asked myself with every sentence I write, would Wan Long approve? If not, I rewrite it. Last week, Sir Philip out-Wan-Longed Wan Long and kept it up all day. Clear language, I'd thought, gave people nowhere to hide. It makes everything straightforward. And yet here he was, giving one of the least straightforward performances I've ever seen. This has brought on a crisis of world view for me. Does it mean that it doesn't matter if business people use language clearly or not? Is a man who talks straight no better or worse than one whose speech is a tangle of value adds and going forwards? Last week, The Economist published a piece about how Donald Trump uses the simple, clear political language recommended by George Orwell to bad ends. Clear language may expose lies, but if enough Americans can't spot them, Mr. Trump's looseness with facts and demotic style become an advantage. With Sir Philip, the same doesn't quite apply. He wasn't talking to a credulous American public, but to suspicious MPs. And he wasn't lying. My evidence for the latter point comes from Sir Philip himself. "I am not a liar," he said, twice, before going on to say, "I am not going to tell you lies, I'm not going to tell you any lies, and I don't tell lies." In case the penny still hadn't dropped, a further 9 times he prefaced remarks with, "to be honest with you," or "to be perfectly honest." It then occurred to me that the best way to make sense of his character was to search for the most popular words and phrases. One of his favourites is respect. No fewer than 39 times did he claim to have respect for his questioners. Yet seldom in that committee room has less respect been shown. Sir Philip asked his own questions, patronised the women, told one MP not to stare and another that he looked better with his glasses on. His next most favourite word was blame. In the course of his evidence, Sir Philip declined to blame other people 21 times. "It's not my style to blame anyone else," he said, while at the same time doing just that. As he stuck the knife in, he praised his victims, talking of a lovely journalist or "she's a lovely lady," while fingering the person running the BHS pension fund. Yet the most popular phrase of all was, I don't know. In the normal course of events, chief executives never admit to not knowing anything for fear of looking weak. Instead, they hum and haw and look pompous and pretend to be all-knowing at all times. When in the dock, not knowing becomes your safest bet. There was no limit to what Sir Philip did not know last week. He uttered the phrase a full 5 dozen times. So why did he decide to live in Monaco? To be honest with you, I don't know. Someone suggested it. There you have it. A hat trick. Honesty, ignorance, and nailing someone else. Sir Philip's words are good. The syntax is great. But the repetitions tell you everything you need to know about his character. And so what's that? With the greatest respect to Sir Philip, he's a lovely man and it's not my style to lie or be rude, but to be perfectly honest, and knowing that our libel lawyer and his will be taking an interest, respectfully, here is my answer. I don't.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
No.